Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy. Because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Tonight about being irresistibly chosen. I am so excited tonight to be in this discussion. I'm not understanding where this static is coming from. So we're going to try to get past that and see if you guys can hear me and kind of maybe if I pay a little bit of relaxing music in the background, that what kind of helps things. But let's talk about tips on being irresistibly chosen. I'm so excited about this because, you know, I'm working on a relationship series, and this has been long overdue. For many of you who don't know, I am a certified life coach, certified holistic life coach, and a certified life coach. I have an extensive background in real estate as well as life coaching and other things, just business development and things of that nature. But, you know, it's just an exciting thing to be able to share all the things that I'm experiencing in my life with some of you to empower other women and other people. My company, Mia Happy Life Coaching, our motto is helping all push past yield. And that stands for HAPPY. That's the acronym for HAPPY, because I want all of you to live your happiest life ever. And this is why this show is so important to me. For those of you who don't know, I also have my own show on WDRJ, 1440 AM. In Detroit. I do a show every Monday morning, so that has been a blessing to me to be able to have not only a brick-and-mortar radio show where I go to the studio every Monday morning, but I also have this online environment, so I'm reaching people in many different ways. But it's so important for me to do this show tonight because so many of my sisters, I see that they're struggling in relationships and so many women that I speak to, they are dealing with the same types of relationships over and over and over, and they're wondering why they keep attracting the same type of people in their lives. So I want to help you be chosen by the right people and the right man in your life. But it starts with you. You have to be, spiritually polished yourself. We all want good men, faithful men, honest men, financially stable men. The ladies, if you want all of that, you have to be that as well, because God loves his men too. And so, you know, he gave the man the responsibility. The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds what? A good thing. So, and you are the gift to the man. So if you're not presentable enough to be a gift, guess what? you're going to keep attracting those same type of people who are unworthy of your time and attention because you're not polished, you know, within yourself. And we have to be truly honest with ourselves so that we can, you know, understand and get past the yield in our life and in those broken relationships and those continuous relationships that make us unhappy. Because we can't have the happiness that you seek. But again, you have to be honest with yourself and begin to work on yourself eternally so that you can be present yourself as the beautiful woman that you are. I'm just going to be sharing some tips tonight. I'm going to start off with number one. I have written down, a man loves a confident woman. He loves a woman that's happy. It doesn't matter, and I'm going to share with you ladies, they always say that a man is attracted to, you know, first visually attracted to a woman, and he's attracted to her physical, you know, outer appearance. But that may be, that's only a portion of the truth. A man, when he sees, yes, he's attracted to the woman, to a woman's beauty, but that beauty also comes from within, and it shines out on the outer appearance. So a man is attracted to a woman by her physical appearance, but it's not attracted to him if you're not, you know, you're physically attracted and you have a bad demeanor. So, you know, that's the number one thing. And women, let me talk directly to my plus-size sisters. I'm a plus-size woman, but, you know, that shouldn't matter. If a man is attracted to you, he's attracted to you. If he you know, wants a smaller woman, that's who he's going to, you know, seek after. But if he wants, you know, if a man is just looking for a woman of substance, it's not going to matter whether she's plus size or, you know, skinny. You know, if he connects with that woman's spirit, I always say that, you know, you have to allow a man to connect with your spirit. And, you know, one of the ways of doing that is when you come off and you show your confidence to that man. A man is attracted to that. You know, once a man sees that he's dealing with a confident woman, and I'm not saying an overbearingly confident woman, a woman that's so confident that she, you know, you can't even talk to her, you can't even approach her, but a confident woman that knows who she is, you know, holds down her own. Men are attracted to that. And, you know, and then physical thing become less important because they see you as a confident woman. Because if you're confident about who you are, you know, that gives him a portion of your energy and your strength, and he enjoys being around someone that's confident. So that's tip number one. You know, for you to be irresistibly chosen, men are definitely attracted to confident women. Let's go to number two. Men love when women keep themselves as a priority. I remember, let me share with you a little story about when I was dating someone. I remember this gentleman that I was dating. He, you know, when I first met him, I wasn't instantly, you know, it wasn't love at first sight or anything, but he was a genuinely nice guy. And, but, you know, he was, you know, extremely handsome. And I'm the type of person, I'm not drawn by, you know, physical traits. You know, it's what's on your inside that attracts me to a man. But, you know, he was extremely handsome, and he, you know, he was one of those type of handsome guys that, you know, he had a little arrogance about himself because he knew he was handsome. And, you know, a lot of women wanted to be with him. But, you know, the opportunity, how we end up meeting is I was in my real estate office, and he came about putting his house on the market. And around that time, we were having a gathering on a yacht with the real estate board. And he overheard me talking to one of my colleagues that I didn't have a date for the event that was going to happen. And he saw me, and, you know, we just said hello, and that was it. And, you know, our secretary was selling the tickets, and the tickets were $40 each. And I had one of those offices where we had an upstairs and a downstairs. So by the time I went upstairs and came back downstairs, he approached me and said that you don't have to worry about having a date because, you know, I bought our tickets. And I'm like, you know, this man he don't even know my name yet, hasn't approached me. He didn't even really ask me if I wanted to go out, but this was his approach. And I'm not going to lie. I was kind of, drawn by him because, you know, he was handsome, but that wasn't the thing that drew me. It was just his confidence and his boldness to buy $40 tickets for a woman. He didn't know if I was going to say yes or no. But, you know, I said yes, you know, and so we end up going out, you know, that evening, that night, and we had a great time, you know. He got an opportunity to meet some of my colleagues and things of that nature. But he, you know, you could still tell with him being as handsome as he was, you know, it was a lot of people looking at him, and a lot of people, like, you know, probably wondering what the status of our connection or our relationship was when I had just met him that night because he came in because he wanted to put his house on the market. And, you know, long story short, we ended up going out, and after that, I didn't call him. You know, he gave me his number, we exchanged numbers and everything. I didn't call him because, you know, I learned from the old school. You know, I learned from my grandmother. She was married to my grandfather for 60 years, so there were some things that I knew that, you know, she kind of taught me growing up. But I didn't call him, you know, because, you know, he's one of those kind of guys who you expect for women to call him because he was just that fine. But anyway, I didn't call him. I carried on about my business. A day went by, 2 days went by, 3 days went by, and I get a phone call. And he says, you didn't call me. And I'm thinking, who is this, you know? And then by the time, you know, we continued to talk, I realized who it was. And I said, oh, you know, well, I had I enjoyed myself and blah, blah. Just make a long story short, I said, I really enjoyed myself, but, you know, I'm really busy with what I'm doing. You know, at that time, you know, I was in the real estate industry, so, you know, you have to be on your game, you know, and real estate agents, we work off commission, so, you know, I have to be up on my game, always, you know, fellowshipping and networking with people. But he called me, and wondering why I hadn't called him. And that's typical of what a woman would do. And this is what men pay attention to. That's typical of what a woman would do if a man doesn't call if he likes him or whatever. And granted, you know, he was a handsome man. But again, you know, I had to handle my business. And number two is keeping yourself as a priority. I felt like, I had a daughter, I had responsibilities, I own property, so I kept myself as a priority, and I wasn't thinking about calling him or, you know, why he hadn't called me the next day, the second day, or the third day, but obviously this was on his mind. And so that conversation led into us going out again on for another date. So we went out to dinner. And, you know, again, you know, he ended up running into some female that he knew. And, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, this is a person that he knows, so you don't get upset about that because everybody knows somebody. So we, you know, they said their hellos and goodbyes and, you know, chatted up for a little bit. But he, I guess, you know, he was paying attention to me. And let me let you in on a secret, women. You can't get upset because someone that you're out on a date with has a woman that comes up to them and says hello or whatever, because that, you know, this is will be in another discussion on just discerning people. Because if you allow a woman to think you feel threatened by her, she's going to try you. But that's not, I'm not going to get into that. That's another show. But how you are, I was becoming irresistible to this man and didn't know it at the time because I didn't get a rise or anything else. You know, he looked at me and asked, was I upset? I was like, no, you know, I'm not upset. You know, this is a person that, you know, I have people that I meet all the time. I have, you know, have male friends that I may run into. So, no, I'm not upset about that. You know, everybody knows other people, you know, male and female. So, you know, as the conversation, the night went on that evening, you know, I could tell he was still thinking about that. He was just in awe about that. You know, I wasn't a woman that just got upset because another woman came to say hello or you know, took a little bit of his time by talking a little bit. That wasn't for me to get upset. This wasn't my man. We were out on a date, and, you know, and he kept it to a minimum, you know, and got quickly back to our date. But anyway, long story short, we went out on another date. And, you know, he was the initiator of each date that we went out on. And, ladies, let me tell you that when a man is constantly being the initiator, especially early on in your relationship, you better pay attention to that, because that means that you have his undivided attention. I never was one of those persons that would call, you know, even though I knew he was becoming really, really interested in me, I never put him as a priority. I kept myself as a priority. I handled my business. And long story short, it was a couple more times that he asked me out, and I said, no, I couldn't go out today. I had to handle my business, so we had to make it. And I didn't say that I'm going to call you back in like 2 or 3 hours. I will wait till the 2 or 3 days later, and, you know, all that time, he was thinking about, even if he was dating somebody else or going out with someone else, his mind was on me, because I did not revamp my life and try to make this situation or this connection into a relationship prior to him even saying that he wanted a relationship with me exclusively. This is one of the keys, women, that you have to pay attention to. A man will give you all the signs. Even if he gives you the signs that he wants to be in a relationship, you got to allow him to come up to that, graduate up to that on his own, because, you know, you're hitting here and hitting there, and you have to keep yourself as a priority in your own life, because if you drop everything just to be with him, If you can do all the things you like and have fun doing it and continue to throw yourself into your work and your hobbies or whatever it is that you do and continue to go out with your friends, don't change your, you know, and still go on weekend trips or getaways, do things, you know, treat yourself out, treat yourself nice, shop, go to the spa, whatever it is that you do. If he knows that you are a type of woman that no matter, you're not going to let a man come in and step on your game and take you off your game because he has just come into the picture. Because, you know, that puts a you don't understand, that puts a pressure on a man when you make him a priority. And that may sound crazy, but if you make him a priority before he even really knows that he fully wants a relationship with you, that scares men away. That puts them under a pressure that, you know, oh, she's going to want to be in a committed relationship. And so that's why men start acting up, is because they feel pressured, you know, even though you could be the best thing that has ever happened to them. But if you start too soon, you know, catering to all their needs too soon, before he can even say, you know, I really want a relationship with you, you are the one, before he can even say that, and if you allow yourself to get into that mode where, you know, I'm in a relationship with this man, I'm just going to stop doing all I'm doing, and make myself exclusive to him, and he feels that, he's going to pull away. So you want to be, you want him to choose you, you know, and just you be the one. But, you know, again, this man that I was dating, he was so attractive that, you know, so many people, you know, and trust me, we were challenged in our relationship. But guess what? He wanted me strong enough that, you know, if we ever had a situation, he put, you know, that person in their place. And when we were away from each other, you know, it's good, a good report when you're in a relationship with a man and people, when you're away from each other and people come back to you and make a report and say, this man loves you. You know, and that's how you know that a man is truly into you, because when you're away from him and he still behaves, that means that man is so into you, and he has put you in a position where he has chosen you to be the one that he wants to be in a monogamous relationship with. But long story short, we also, you know, got to the part of being engaged and everything, and you know, and it at the moment it felt right. But as time went on, I realized that I wasn't ready to be married. So you have to come to your own personal truth in your relationships and know what's good for you and respect. And you can't be afraid to let somebody go, if, you know, because you're saying to yourself that I'm not going to get anybody else. So I never allowed myself to feel like that. But eventually our relationship dissolved, not on bad terms, but it dissolved on its own because obviously he wasn't the one for me. But for the moment, he was great to me. He treated me with loving kindness. He was just that genuine type of person that you could tell that he loves hard when he does love, but he can also be a person that, you know, if he's not in a monogamous relationship, that, you know, he'll do whatever he, you know, men do. So, but this is one of the things that he told me. What made him draw so much to me is my whole attitude about myself. He loved my confidence. He loved that, you know, I was all about my business. And even when he even told me that, you know, one time that he really, really wanted me to come over, and I told him, you know, I don't go, you know, I'm not going to come to your house at a certain period of time, and because I got to get up in the morning and go to work. And he was like, you know, you said that I need to handle my business. Whatever it is that you want from me, it can wait. But he made me laugh, but he said that made him so much more attracted to me because, you know, I didn't allow myself to get so lost in him. And he said he had been so used to other women just being lost in him, and it eventually it bored him. And listen, ladies, this is coming from a man. He said that he got bored with other women because they made him so much of a priority that they forgot themselves. And men love it when women, you keep yourself as a priority. So that's number two. So we are going to go to number three. And these are not in just any specific order, but it's just all of them are central to being irresistibly chosen. Your spirituality. Now, ladies, let me tell you one thing. There are, predominantly we know in the church, there are more men, more women that worship than men, you know, on a typical day, in a typical situation. But let me tell you, there are some men who really, really are strong in their spirituality, and they really serve the Father because they want to be the partners, the future partners that they should be to their future partners. And so they take care of themselves spiritually. And I posted something a few weeks ago that if a man nurtures his own spirit and take care of his own spirit, then he will care about yours and know how to nurture your spirit as well. So your spirituality is important. You can't, and trust me, if you're dealing with a genuine man that's really spiritually a spiritual man, and he reads the word, and he lives his life as such. Women, you cannot trick a man like that. There's so many women that, you know, you try to trick a man and make him, you know, there's some men that you can get over on if they're not spiritually mature yet, and because there's some cunning women out here that can put some, you know, make you think that they're the sweetest thing. but if a man is spiritually up on his game, he will definitely know if a woman is spiritually serving the Father herself, and if she's really spiritually in tune with herself and knows herself spiritually, and that's really true. And I'm not talking about a person that goes to church every Sunday, because there's a lot of people that go to church every Sunday is not serving and licking. They're just not spiritually mature, and there's no spirituality in them. They have a religious worship.
there's so many women that compare themselves to other women and saying that their worship is more better than this woman. But really, a man that is spiritually mature, he will know if a woman that's truly in tune with God and really truly praying to God, and because her spiritual game will be intact. And her spirituality is important. So a man, that's a woman of substance. So men are looking for women of substance. And it's not just like how it used to be in the 50s where they just wanted somebody to cook and clean for them. But men are looking for women that, you know, they can build a life together with. And, you know, a lot of women still looking for looking for those type of men in the 50s era where the men took care of everything. Yes, the man is still supposed to be the head of the household, but this is a day and a time where, you know, two people in the household needs to be running things. And, men are looking for this Proverbs 31 woman. I did a series on WDRJ regarding this Proverbs 31 woman, and I also have a CD out for that and, you know, talking a little bit about it more in depth about the being irresistibly chosen. But men want someone that's truly up on our game and just spiritually know, getting guidance from the Most High in their lives. And they're truly, truly being honest with them as well as God. All right, I see the time is going so quickly. Thank you so much for all of you that are tuned in with us this evening on Living Life Well with Michelle. And we're talking about being irresistibly chosen. All right, we just said number two was keep yourself as a priority. Number three was being spiritual. And let me just put this with the spiritual part, being kind. Men don't like angry and loud women. You know, there may be a small percentage, and I'm saying really, really small percentage of men that are attracted to loud, boisterous women, but for the most part, men like kind women, genuinely kind. There are some women that will put on that kind face because they're trying to win this man over, but they're not genuinely kind. But you have to be true to yourself because eventually, even if you get that man eventually, you will not be able to stay with him very long because you have gotten him on false pretenses, and that your true self is going to come up eventually. Even if you get him and you marry him, you know there's a provision there. There is always a provision that or an opportunity for him to say, I don't want to continue in this any longer, you know, because you're not the person who I thought you were. You're not the person that I wanted to marry. So being irresistibly chosen, a man, you know, he connects with that kindness of a woman. He wants a woman that, you know, that especially if it's a man that he's a giving and a loving person, he wants a kind woman that can speak to, her community. When you think of the dynamics of the Proverbs 31 woman, how it says that she took care of her community, the community around her. She cared for people. She spoke kind words. She wasn't a woman that engaged in gossiping. That's one thing that I just despise. And I'm not saying that I'm a perfect person, but it's just gossiping does nothing. It is non-edifying to the spirit. So, you know, a man doesn't want someone that's not edifying to other people around her. And if you think about it in terms of our First Lady, you know, she's a genuine example of a classy lady. And men want that. You know, they may not say it with their, you know, initially what this is what they want, but at the end of the day, when they get ready to make a choice and you know, they want to say, this woman has substance. This woman has everything that I've been looking for to make me want to say, hey, I don't want anybody else but this woman. There is a woman out there for every man that will make him, even if he's a player or somebody that just, you know, just not used to, you know, committing to one relationship. There's always one woman out there that'll make a man take and make an about face and say, you know, I've dropped and forsake all others because this is the one for me. There are, you know, and people don't believe that. They believe that all men, you know, it's a lot of women that believe all men are gods. But, ladies, I want you to know that it's not true. If you believe that to be true, you will not be chosen by someone that can be monogamously with you, because your thoughts are negative, and you're attracting those men that you're affirming to be true in the world. You're affirming all men are dogs, so you're going to draw the dogs. So allow yourself to be irresistibly chosen. It's all about you, taking care of you. Because when you're taking care of yourself, guess what? A man, the right man, is taking notice of that, and a man wants a woman that's taking care of herself. Trust me on that one. All right, we're going to go quickly to number four. Unpredictable and unavailable. Women, let me tell you, you guys make yourself too available all the time. One thing that my grandmother always told me, she said, it doesn't matter if you don't have anything to do. Every time the phone rings, and I probably shouldn't be sharing this little secret, but every time a phone rings, you should not be answering the phone every time your phone rings, and you know this man is calling you every time he calls. Because that's saying that you're waiting around. That's telling him that you're waiting around for him, and he has no worries that you are going to be chosen by anybody else, because you have said, you're not with your words, but with your actions, that you are making yourself only available to him. And if you're always only available to him, he's still in the phase of trying to figure out if he truly, truly wants to be in a relationship with you. But you don't know that you're indirectly you're pushing him away and making him uninterested, because you feel like he feels like that, you know, you have nothing to do in your own life, and that you're going to, you know, smother him if he do allows you to be in a relationship with him. We have got to understand that even though a man may be interested, allow him to get to that point where he's saying, it don't matter, I want to be around you 24/7. You have to let him grow into that, and you can't be a person that's just hitting around and, you know, I'm not doing anything Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, so I'm available. You know, you see how desperate that sounds? You're not allowing that man to just, you know, just think about you and just want to just marinate, or, you know, just in the same air that you breathe. You know, you want to get to a point where a man is wanting to say, You know, every time I'm away from her, I'm thinking of her. Every time I the wind blows, I smell the essence of her. You know, you want a man to get to that point where he's wanting to be with you in such a manner that it is important for him. It's important for him to be in that same personal space with you, because if it's not important to him, guess what? Eventually, just like I told you, you know, a man will get bored very easily. Just like I told you, my friend said that all the other women that he had dated, they made him very bored, because, they made him a priority. And, lady, you don't want to make a man a priority until he becomes your husband. And you don't want to put yourself in the position of being a surrogate wife to a man who haven't not decided that he even wants to be just in a monogamous relationship with you. So, you know, allow yourself to be your own woman. Allow yourself to do whatever it is that you do. Like, I have my business. I write. I do women's groups. I do, you know, the plus-size exercising groups. You know, I'm involved with things that I enjoy doing. And if a man sees that about you, he is so drawn to you. The right man is so drawn to you. It's just amazing. There is an amazing energy that is shared between two people when two people are happy, and when a man is truly admiring a woman, you can feel the energy. He can just come into the room, and you know that energy is connected between you guys, because you can feel the energy of him missing you and wanting to desire to be around you. Let me go very quickly. We got 25 minutes here. All right, that was being unpredictable and unavailable. Don't be a predictable person. He can pinpoint what you're going to be doing today, tomorrow, and the next day. That, you know, a person grows bored with that. You know, it's a difference when you get married. You still have to do things to maintain that fire, but you have no covenant. You know, you have no covenant with this man, so you are in that mode where you're making yourself available, and then you are so predictable that, you know, he can just count on his fingers, or, you know, oh, I know exactly what she's doing. She's going to the mall at 2:00. She's going to, you know, JCPenney's, then Saks Fifth Avenue, then she's going to get a pedicure, manicure, then she's coming home and then just says, wait for my call. If a man can peg you like that, you have to change something, sisters, because he's going to lose interest, because there's no fire, no excitement with who you are as a woman. You could be a beautiful woman, be very attractive, be very smart, but again, you know, a man is thinking that, oh God, you know, she is so available, then I'm gonna, if we get in a relationship, we're gonna be together like 24/7. She's, you know, he's probably thinking that you're gonna be a clingy woman, and that's one of the things that men do not like, clingy women. Yes, you should let a man know that you need him and he is important to your life. That's one of our next ones, number five. You know, letting a man know that he's important to you, but, you know, not to the point where it is so smothering. We do not want men to feel like they're smothered in a relationship with a, you know, single ladies. I want you guys to flourish and own those relationships that you so desire, and allow yourself to get into a space where you're making it. It's, you know, it's all about you making yourself happy first, and then allowing yourself to be found by your true partner, that true love that you so desire. Because there's so many people that desire to be truly in love, but they're not ready to receive love. You're not spiritually ready. You're not spiritually mature. You're not allowing yourself to really connect with the Most High and just get some direction and be discerning about the relationship you allow yourself in. I remember years ago a friend of mine told me that he respected me so much because I didn't just allow certain men in my life. You know, even if a man chooses you, that don't mean that you have to accept his advances or his dinner invitation. You have to be a strong enough woman to say, hey, thank you, but no thank you, because not everybody should be allowed to be a part of your life, especially if you make it your business. You say, I'm going to be happy in everything that I do. I'm going to be happy in the relationships. So, ladies, you got to allow yourself. Stop saying, one of the things that I'm afraid that I do not like that come out of a woman's mouth, and, you know, I don't hear it as much, but I still hear from time to time that a piece of bed is better than no man. And that is one of the things that I want single ladies to get away from. Single ladies, you have to know your own self-worth. Know that you are worth more than just having a piece of man. Because if you're saying that you accept a piece of man, that means that you don't have all in him. His heart is not truly, totally into the relationship. So you're accepting anything inside the relationship that he may bring. You're not holding him accountable for being a good partner in your life. And one of the things I want to say, men, they want women to hold them accountable for their relationship, because if you allow him just to do any and everything in a relationship, guess what? That's what he's going to bring to the relationship, any and everything to the relationship. And so you have to make him accountable for the relationship as well as yourself. You both have to be accountable for the relationship. If he's not putting energy into ensuring that the relationship that the two of you have is stays together real strong, then something's wrong. And that you definitely have to pay attention to that, because it could be a strong possibility, and you have to discern the signs. It could be a strong possibility that he's on the verge of walking away because he's not you know, no longer wants to be in that relationship. And ladies, I want to share something, you know, very important to you. A lot of you guys get hurt in relationships because you don't see the signs of the man. You feel like you can change a man. You can never, ever change a man. A man will change on his own. When a man knows he has a woman that knows her worth, he will value her as well. So when you show him that you know that you're worth something, he will value you as well, because you're not allowing him to just bring anything to the table or bring anything to the relationship. Men will act up in a relationship that they are no longer happy in, and they will do things in a relationship. It doesn't make them a bad person. It makes them a person that's trying to tell you that I no longer want this relationship, but you're saying, okay, let's make it work. Let's do this. Let's do that. You have to know when to let a relationship go, so that you can be irresistibly chosen by somebody that truly values who you are and who's ready to give you the relationship that you so desire, and because they want that relationship as well. We spend far too long being in relationships. It doesn't take, when a man is truly desiring a woman and just, you know, he's with that woman that he knows that he wants, it will not take him 2, 3, 4, 5 years to marry you. If you're in a relationship that long, it's probably time for you to rethink the relationship. And I never tell people to leave a relationship. I just tell them to rethink the situation that they're in, because the longer you allow yourself to be in a relationship that may or may not work, 5 years, that's way too long. And I in my past, I was guilty of that. I was with a person for 6 years. He was a decent guy, but I knew in my heart of hearts that he was not the one. But because I became so complacent with the relationship and just didn't feel like going out there dating, you know, all over again, so I stayed in the relationship. But when it came down to us really, you know, he asked me to marry him, and we started planning and everything. But I just knew in my heart that this person was the one, and I knew that I could not marry that person. So I had to get out of that relationship because he wasn't the one. And there's just something that's in your spirit that will speak to you and let you know that this person is the one. So I got out of there. I prayed to God. I said, God, if you just get me out of this relationship, I promise that I would, you know, take my time and allow myself to be chosen, you know, truly chosen by the one that you have for me. Because I've been chosen, you know, from a teenager to my age now, that, you know, I've gotten engagement rings from several different brave souls that have chosen me to be their wife. But again, you have to be truly, truly honest with yourself and say to yourself, you know, I'm not ready. If you're not ready, even as a woman, if you're not ready to be married, even if this man is a loving man and he do everything that you want, you know, you desire, if you're not ready emotionally, physically, or spiritually to be in a marriage, you have to be honest with yourself, because even if you find that wonderful man, if you're not ready, you guys are still going to be unhappy. So you got to allow yourself that time to spiritually grow and mature into a mature mindset about, you know, the covenant of marriage, because that's so important. That's why we have so many unhappy relationships, because people just, you know, go with the flow of society, you know, because if you're not in a relationship, somebody is, you know, questioning your sexuality, whether you're gay or straight or, you know, lesbian or straight, you know, it's this, you know, but you have to be mature and know within yourself that, but you know, when a relationship is good for you, when it's not. So again, let's go to the very last one. A man needs to know that he trusts you, ladies. I've had, you know, male friends that have confided in me, and to this day, they trust me with their information. It's important for a man to, you know, some of my friends have told me some things that I can never share with anybody, because it just, you know, would hurt them in such a bad way. But when a man gets to the point where he trusts a woman enough to, you know, tell his deep, dark secrets to, you know, a man needs that security because there's some things that he may want to share that he can't share with anybody, and he's holding, but he has a partner. If he finds in you that woman that he can truly, truly trust, he can talk to you about anything, that's one of the things that attract men. You know, one of my friends told me that, you know, he would tell me, he could talk to me about anything, and then we weren't even romantically involved, but he loved me so much that, you know, no matter what, you know, it was just like he was my friend, but he was like that person that, you know, no matter what, if I was in a situation that, you know, an uncomfortable situation, he would be there, like, you know, that warrior for me, and, you know, he was protective of me as a friend, but we never had a romantic relationship, but he shared with me some of the things that he said he didn't even share with his, you know, people that he had been in relationships with, or even his mom, you know. So that made me feel truly special and honored as a friend. And so, you know, a man has to know that he can trust you, ladies. That's one of the ways, another thing that a man is irresistible, you know, he'll choose you because he feels that he can trust you. He feels that you're a confident woman. You know, all of those things are so important to when a man is just, you know, head and heels over in love with you, because all of those, you know, attributes about you is so beautiful and so irresistible that he cannot walk away from it. So, again, let's go over these things again. Make yourself a priority all the time. Don't be predictable or available all the time. You know, make yourself to the point where he's, you know, that you're always showing your confidence, and not to the point where it's just so overbearing and you just so boastful and you have this arrogance about you, but you know just a subtle confidence about yourself that when you walk in the room, he knows that he's proud to call you his lady or his partner or his significant other. I don't like to use the word boyfriend. I you know, once you become adults, I just choose not to call a man that I'm in a relationship my boyfriend, because that sounds so juvenile. But my partner, my life partner, or something to that, or my significant other, or my love. You know, I love that, you know, my love. So those are some appropriate terms to use for relationships as an adult. You know, I feel that's just my own personal opinion. But, again, a man has to trust you. You have to be a spiritually genuine person. You have to be kind. These are all the things that men find irresistible in women. And notice that I didn't put the physical looks up there, because so many people put physical looks up there. But sometimes a man don't even know until he actually meets that woman. The physical thing has become less important than the inward thing. Yes, he wants somebody that, you know, he can, you know, look at physically, because everybody does. You want somebody that you can, you know, look at and, you know, and you find them gorgeous and attractive. But when all that, you know, because that's just a surface thing, because you could be a truly attractive person and you could be a person that lacks confidence, a person that's not trustworthy, that a person that's not really spiritual, and you are predictable, you are clingy, and you don't keep yourself as a priority. You want him to be, you know, falling and worshiping at your feet and things of that nature. And if you have a man that's on his top of his game, he don't want a woman like that. Even it doesn't matter how attractive you are. And I just want to encourage the plus-size women. You know, men, you know, they are some, you know, fickle creatures at times, but they are so wonderful, so wonderfully made. You know, men, you know, they can say that they like, you know, cute in the face and thin in the waist, but they can see a plus-size woman, and trust me, I get so, you know, I'm a plus-size woman, but there's an energy that I have, you know, that attracts, you know, men to me. You know, it's just in different ways. I remember not too long ago, my daughter and I we went to the supermarket, and, you know, you have one of those, you know, bad hair days, and you just run into go grocery shopping and things of that nature. But this brother, you know, circled his car around and stopped in front of me, And he, you know, asked me where my man was, and he said, you know, you are just a beautiful sister. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, man, if I would, I'm thinking, you know, I'm just running in and running out, you know, and I was just having whatnot. So, you know, everything wasn't together. My hair, cause, you know, it was combed, but I'm saying it was just, you know, my hair was brushed back and things of that nature. And I had on a T-shirt and some jogger pants or something. But, you know, he was able to see something that drew him to me, something, the beauty in me that, you know, not from the outward appearance, but something connected. He was in a car, and he drove around and told me that I was beautiful. And, but it's just amazing. It's something that a man has internally within himself. That's why the Bible tells you that the when the man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, because there's something eternally built in the man that's truly looking for that partner. That is something eternally built in him by God to let him know to choose that right woman, how to choose her. That's if they spiritually in tune. Now, you know, some men choose the wrong woman. That's because their spiritual game is off track, and so they choose the wrong one from the get. But there are some men that they connect with that beauty inside you, and it's just so irresistible to them that it's just like it's a thirst. Like they become thirsty after you, and they, you know, it's a thing that they say, you know, I have to have her. You know, it's not a stalking thing, or, you know, because you could tell when they kind of go overboard and can become stalkers. You don't want that kind of, you draw that kind of energy. But there are some men that they will become so thirsty for you. They will do, and trust me, ladies, when a man is ready to be with you and he feels like you're the one, he don't care. All fear, a man becomes fearless. He becomes fearless. It don't matter if he was feeling any type of rejection or anything. Something in him makes him rise up to the occasion, because he's saying that I got to have this woman. And that's the kind of the man you want, because he has really, you know, he was on the hunt for that beautiful woman, that beautiful spirit, that spiritual woman, that confident woman that is on her game. And he will rise up to an occasion. It will not take him 2, 3, 4, 5 years to say, will you marry me? Because I know 95% of the women, and I say 95% of the women say, you know, they want to hear those words, will you marry me? The other 5% where, you know, at one time I fell in that category. I was the type of person, I never, even though that I've been engaged, I never was that type of woman that, you know, looked for being married or desired being married. I didn't always know that I wanted to be married or anything like that. So, you know, it's amazing that it came to me so many times throughout my lifetime. But I always knew that, you know, once I got married, that I was going to be married to that one person for a very long time, because I've been, you know, taking the steps to prepare myself for marriage, you know, while I'm single. And I think that it's so important for us ladies to do that, you know, do all the things that we need to do for ourselves. And the right man, trust me, the right man will be attracted to you, and he will find you in that right place, in that moment in time, and say to himself that I have got to make her my wife. So, ladies, I hope that I've said something to, you know, give you a little bit of insight on being irresistibly chosen. I mean, because it's so important. It all begins with you making yourself happy first, because you cannot share love with a person until you understand what love is yourself. And you cannot share love with a person until you become love yourself and allow yourself to affirm love into your life. Allow yourself to say, I am love and love is me. You know, I wrote a poem about that. I am love and love is me. I speak love, I give love, and I relish and retreat in the cold of love. And you have to become love. Because love is attracted to love. I don't care how you slice it, love is attracted to love. And stop getting to those points where you're depressed about, if you feel like you want to change something about your weight, and, you know, again, If that's going to be an issue for you, it's going to be an issue for him because you're going to make him feel uncomfortable, even though he may love you just the way you are, but because you have an issue with it, you can bring that emotion into the relationship and make it an unhappy situation when it could be a happy situation. So that if your weight is an issue for you, change it before you even get married. Change that situation. I'm in the process of continuously lose weight, but I'm doing it for myself, not to draw the attention from other men, because, again, like I said, I draw, as a plus-size woman, I draw the attention of men, and not just any kind of man, you know, professional men, you know, we all will draw all types of men, because even the men that are not professional, they want somebody that's, you know, good they got it going on, but, they themselves have to get it going on as well, too. So, again, all of those, you know, I have a CD out. It's on my website, www.livinglifewellwithmichelle.com. It says tips, and, you know, I shared a few tips tonight, but there's some other things that I go in great depth on. But, you know, single ladies, it's very important for you to know who you are as a woman and make a man value you by valuing yourself. Allow yourself to be in the situation where that a man is so into you that he has to step up. If he's off track with anything, he'll straighten up. You don't have to change him because that's not your problem. You should not get in a relationship or want to be in a relationship where you have to change a man, because if you have to, make him, mold him and make him, that's the wrong relationship. Because a man, again, he will rise up to the occasion when he know that he has a woman. A man wants a woman that values herself. Even, and men will test you. If he will ask you, can I get some, or can I lay up with you or whatever. And you, if your women, this is another thing before we go, I want to say, you have to value your body as well, because you're every time you allow yourself to lie down with a man, he takes a piece of you. And as women, we are emotional creatures, and if that relationship doesn't work out, you're going to get hurt the worst because you are emotionally tied into that when you allow yourself to sleep with a man. Men can walk away from a situation really fast. Because it is just is no longer, exciting for them. But you as a woman have to value yourself. It doesn't matter if it takes, 3, 4, 5 years. I'm a person that, we practice abstinence and everything like that. However, as a general rule in relationships today, people are, not following the Bible. So you know how to... you have to value yourself and put a cap on it and allow yourself to not go, allow yourself to be in premarital, activity. And a man will respect you. The right man will respect you. You will have some that will disrespect you and call you everything under the sun. Some of them may do that just to test you, just to see if you will cave in. So, women, you have to know who you are and know your worth and be strong enough to be able to walk away from somebody like that. Because first of all, if they're disrespecting you and trying to get you to cave in when you have set in place that you have principles and you don't want to do something to devalue yourself, and he's trying to force your hand at it, then that's definitely not a relationship that you want to entertain in the first place. So allow yourself to just, again, to work on yourself. Be happy. I wake up in the morning and sometimes, I have yet to experience, I always wake up in the morning and I haven't yet combed my hair, brushed my teeth, or taken a shower. And I just wake up sometimes just feeling just extremely beautiful. And that because that's in my spirit. And it's important for us to allow our spirits to be so beautiful. We feel the beauty in our own selves. And we cannot allow a man that doesn't deserve our time and energy to come and strip that away from us. So you have to definitely value yourself and allow yourself to be that irresistible woman, because you want to be chosen by the right guy. You want to be chosen by the right man. And again, ladies, just because a man chooses you doesn't mean that you accept the invitation, because there are going to be some ones that will step to you, be brave enough to step to you. They want you because they see the value in you, but also they're not the right person, so they will not know how to protect you, to nurture your heart and love you in the way that you need to be loved. So you have to be able to discern that and be have a spiritual relationship with God, because God will give you allow you to get those signals. As women, we have that intuitive spirit in us that where we could discern it, but sometimes we turn it off because we're so desperate for relationships. But allow that an intuitive voice in you to talk to you and say, well, hey, you know, this relationship is not right for me. You know, this person has said that, you know, because I've had, in my lifetime, I've had people come in from the church and say, you know, the Lord said that you're my wife. But then, you know, you have to know spiritually that if God is telling him that, he's going to tell you that as well. He's not just going to tell a man that you are his wife and don't speak to you in any kind of way. So you have to spiritually know that. You have to, you know the word. You know how to, you know, try the spirit with, you know, and you know, it be a student on the word so you can understand when a man is stepping to you, if he say he be of God, you will know if he's of God. So allow yourself to go to God and speak to him, you know, about this person. If someone approaches you and says that, you know, God said that you are my bride or whatever, you know, God will confirm it, and, you know, and he'll confirm it in many different ways. He'll give you signs, so God does not leave us hanging. So, ladies, single ladies, nurture your heart, take care of your own spirit, live the happy life that you want to live yourself. Work that business and work that idea, whatever it is that you want to accomplish in your life, find yourself doing that in your life and polishing yourself and becoming in love with you. Become in love with yourself, and guess what? While you're out working in the field, just like, you know, in the scriptures in the book of Ruth, you guys can go check that out. Just read the entire, because it's a wonderful, amazing story in there. But you can find this, you know, find yourself working in the field, and your Boaz will come and notice you, and you know he will have a hand in strategically putting you in the God will put you strategically in the right place at the right time, and then next thing you know, your Boaz will come up to you and say, hey, it's time. you know, and I look forward to that day now. You know, it used to be a time that I didn't look forward to that because, I didn't always know that I wanted to be married, or, you know, I just wasn't at that point in my life. It wasn't something that I desired. But I think, you know, being in a marriage could be a beautiful union, and knowing who you are and being beautiful prior to getting married, then that's something that you will take over into the relationship. And you could have a beautiful union with the right person, because the right person, if you know how to identify with who he is prior to, then you can almost ensure that you'll have a wonderful union. It's not going to be trial-free or temptation-free. It's going to be some things that will come and try to, you know, to try to shake your relationship up. But at the end of the day, no matter what comes into you guys' life, you guys know how to come together and make it all work for the good. So with all that being said, ladies, I am so excited for having to do this show. I will be on air tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in the Michigan area or Arizona or Denver, Colorado, or online, or your iPhones, iTunes, or anything, I will be on Living Life Well with Michelle on 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WDRJ 1440. I will continue to do many of these shows here. It feels great to be talking to you guys tonight and just sharing with you some amazing things and just some insight into relationships. I just want you guys to be stronger and love yourself. Love yourself first and allow yourself to be irresistibly chosen by the right man, because the right man will know exactly how to approach you. His approach will even be different. So, you know, don't allow yourself to just accept anything into your life, but allow yourself to accept everything beautiful, everything loving, everything kind, everything trusting into your life. Allow yourself to have that in your life and know that the partner that you end up with is somebody that's truly from God. You will know that. You will know that, especially if you have worked on yourself eternally and spiritually. You will know that because your spirit would already be prepared to receive that person. And you'll know if somebody is not on the up and up because, you know, you're spiritually mature. So allow yourself to get to know that moment and that time where you're truly trusting God. Trust the Almighty because he will not steer you wrong. And, you know, the scripture says he wants his plan for us. He wants us to have a good future. And so if it's important for God to have, for us to have a good future, we have to trust that. One of the things that no matter what happens in our life, God is the only person superior being that we can trust to stick to his word. So if you remember that, God will stick to his word. And if you want a partner in your life that loves you with every bit, like Christ loves the church, and with every fiber of his being, allow yourself to accept that person into your life. But first, be that person that you would desire to have in your life. Be loving, be kind, be truthful, be honest, and keep yourself as a priority. Don't stop, you know, being on your game. Don't, you know, if you have a business, don't stop, you know, handling your business because you get in a relationship. A man needs to know that, you know, a woman will always stay up on her game no matter what, and make herself available, you know, when it's appropriate, and make herself available when it's time for you guys to spend quality time together. But she knows how to keep everything in proper perspective. So with that being said, I want to say good night, all, and make sure that you tune in next Sunday evening. We will have an amazing show. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a relationship series. And if any of you in the Michigan area, I'm going to be doing a lot of different workshops and different things on the local. If you are in the Michigan area, I am going to be doing a women's support group at the Westland Library on April 16th from 6:30 to 8. It's going to be an open forum. So, you know, everything that's, you know, said in the women's group will stay in the women's group. And we also will be doing the same thing in May as well. So my office number is 734-288-7189. You can RSVP if you want to attend any of the plus size exercising classes. Then also call that number also, or go to my website, www.livinglifewellwithmichelle.com. You can fill out either one of the forms or, you know, fill out the contact form so we can get together, you know, to one of the events that I'm having. Also, if you need life coaching services, you can still call that number. You can use the contact form on my website, and I will get the appointment, get the notification, and get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you so much for tuning in to Living Life Well with Michelle. On my tips on being irresistibly chosen. All right, make sure you go check out that CD. We do have some more extensive information on that CD, on the Proverbs 31 Woman CD, Tips on Being Irresistibly Chosen, and this is for the single ladies. But I think that some of the information can help, you know, married women as well to, you know, stay up on their game. Even though you may already have your significant other, it's so important for us to understand how to continue to love ourselves even when we've gotten the man. But anyway, God bless. I'll talk to you guys soon. And I'm just going to take it out with a little Raheem Devon, and I will see you next weekend.
Got me telling.